Now recording. What is going on, fellas? We are coming at you with another episode of the Hit Stick Podcast. With me tonight, we got Guac, we got Rob, and we got Van. Fellas, it's middle of week seven here, season five? Five? Yeah, five. Of Madden 24, season 71 overall. And we're rolling, we're cruising.
We're flying.
This pace has been great. Try to get as many seasons in before you get to that, summer slump where everything kind of slows down a little bit because everyone tries to go outside and enjoy the weather. How are we doing tonight, though? Fellas, Friday night, what's up? Guac, what's going on over there in the cock household?
You know, just anxiety over the AFC Championship. What about you guys?
Rob, how's it going down there?
You know, just hanging out, thinking about ways to win in Madden.
Keep thinking.
We're in the middle of a rainstorm here out in the Pacific Northwest as usual, man. So it's good to be able to chat with everybody and not think about the rain.
We officially are homeless. We officially signed away our house today.
Congrats. Yep.
And then we signed Monday on our new one, so we have a month left in this one, and then it's go time. So we'll be moving, you know, early February. So just got to get the Wi-Fi set up over there, you know, so I can.
Well, yeah, you're gonna have to be playing it on a backbone there.
Oh no, we're not moving. The Xbox is not moving, and I'm not moving until internet has been transferred to the new residence. So
that's our commission.
Yeah, for sure. So I will be, and I'm trying to make. I'm bringing one of my coworkers in, and we're gonna try to make it like a.
Dennis?
Quote unquote, no, not Dennis. A quote unquote smart house. We're gonna get a couple cool things set up. So we'll see what happens. But all right, let's get into this. We'll cover a couple topics we saw in chat today. As always, I'm on the elliptical here, so you'll hear me heavy breathing. Let's start with this. Clearly, this is a Madden mistake. They fucked it up. Stamina is all messed up. It's only affecting the defense, which is what's wild. Offensive stamina works as normal. Some people are seeing it. Others aren't. I personally have not seen anyone, you know, maybe like two players, but it's after like they've been in on kickoff and, you know, then play a bunch of defensive snaps. But it's, you know, I'm not seeing players subbed around or missing snaps. So I just want to kind of know what your guys' experience with it. We dropped it down from 50 to 35. And then we dropped it again from 35 to 25. You know, let's start. Van, what have you seen with it? Have you been affected by it? And then if you could mention what kind of practice reps, your weekly reps, like what do you do? Do you split your reps? Is it, you know, what is it?
Right. So I'm always, always afraid of yellow. You know what I mean? No matter what. So no matter what I do, I always go split. And I just split everything evenly, unless it's a short week where I go just backups, right?
Yeah. Now,
the one thing that I did notice that worried me, and I don't know if there's any sort of a fact check on this, but guys were like, oh, I did that, and they were all yellow as soon as I started. I have never seen that.
I haven't either. And I believe, you know, I believe people, if that's what they're saying.
Like there was one where a guy came out and he's like, yeah, kick off, my defense is yellow. I'm like, man, I mean, I've never seen that. So what I have noticed, which I kind of like, is, you know, the randomness on the defense. I'll have a linebacker that I've kept out there too long that's been red maybe after. And I thought, okay, maybe there's something to that. I mean, way too random. But if it is the way that people are saying where they did the split pads or the half pads and the backups and it's still yellow. Well, that's bullshit, but I haven't seen it. So it hasn't really, really affected me too much.
No. And like, I just played Pride and, you know, Josh Jones was dark orange on a play and I subbed him out, put in my backup sub linebacker and then put Josh Jones in the next play and he was green again. So like,
it might be a happy mistake.
I empathize with, you know, with all the people who are having issues, but I haven't seen it yet. That's why we keep lowering stamina. We're trying to avoid some of those injuries, but hopefully Madden has a fix soon. Rob, what about you? What are you seeing on your end?
I don't know if it was the first week. I had and one of the incidents happened to me. I'm wanting to say it was the first week, and
week one and week two were the bad weeks, or before we made a change.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what was going on because, and I was deep into the game, and like I kept thinking, where in the hell is Eldon Little at? So and I didn't want to pause and stop the game because that's not real. But so I had a chance, and I finally started searching, and it showed that he was in the formation, the starter. But then when it went to the screen, he wasn't in there. And then that happened several times. So then I finally had to start subbing him into each formation, and it was just a nightmare. And it wasn't just him. It was him. It was that rookie Ward.
What color were they in the formations?
I'm going to be honest with you, Van. I have no idea. I mean, I don't ever pay any attention to that. So I just when they weren't there.
Yeah.
I checked and they weren't injured. So I was confused, but I think VBD said to go split.
Yes.
And backups.
Yeah,
and that's what I've been doing since then, and I don't think I've had any problems.
That's what I do too.
I've done split and backups the entire side, like since they added weekly training. So the last like three Maddens.
Nick, was that because you didn't want injury as well?
Yeah, every time you why am I risking getting a player hurt? Like, right. At the end of the day, you're missing out on like 200, 300 XP. Like, I don't give a shit, you know. I'd rather my player play in the game and get cool stats and stuff, you know, and I want to use it.
This is what these podcasts are great about, because I bet you a lot of guys, you know, didn't know that and didn't know that approach. Because I'd run full because I'm an XP guy, but I was more afraid of the fatigue more than anything.
Yeah. Glock, what about you? What's your situation looking like?
So the first 2 weeks of the season when everybody – like that's when all the complaints and everything really, really started in Maine, obviously. That's when we saw most of our issues. Mm-hmm. I didn't see anything personally on my team. And I ran full pads. Yeah, up until last week, I ran full pads, no issues. And then I lost Matt Graves. In week three, I was playing busy and, you know, I was smacking him around a little bit. And then next thing you know – it felt like every other play. Seriously, I looked at the bracket. I was like, yo, I swear to you, every other play, one of his players is going down. He was like, nah, no way. And then he looked over and he's like, holy shit, that's the third injury. And I'm like, dude, every other play, someone's getting hurt. I don't know what's going on. But personally, I mean, I hope it gets fixed soon. I didn't start – my team didn't start suffering until the settings were messed with. But I don't think that that's anything that you guys did. I just think it's Madden being Madden. You know what I mean? I'm not playing any game. You know,
everyone, a lot of other leagues are like turning off injuries and things like that. But like, it's not affecting the offense. So like, if you turn off injury, and you know, stamina is not really like stamina is normal for offense, I can run on my quarterback, you know, 30 times. He's not like, you know, it's just so like. You know, you can't turn injuries off. There still has to be a chance people get hurt. I don't know, maybe we lower the slider. But at this point, it kind of feels like it would be unfair to the people who already lost players. So we're kind of stuck until Madden comes to the rescue like they always do and saves us. But, yeah, I've been watching the other commissioner chats and seeing what other leagues are doing and issues that they're having. But – it's hard to make changes when I haven't seen it affect me, you know, at all. So that's why I'm trying to lower it and find a middle ground.
Right. So the advice is to pay attention to your fatigue on offense and defense and training.
Yes. And form sub in game before, you know.
Yeah. Don't be running full pads to get the XP and then bitch because your guys are in yellow. We're in a little bit of a transition. Make sure you back it off a little bit.
Right. No, for sure. I think that's all we can do for now. Like I said, stamina is at 25. Like now, and like I said, now with stamina at 25, offense is at 25 too. So running backs aren't getting tired at all. Like receivers are not going out at all. So you know, it's now it just, you know, now it's you can use your offense players more. So we'll see. But hopefully, Madden jumps on that. I know they fixed it for, they did like an emergency patch for Mutt, but all their game modes have to wait till the update, which is so frustrating, but expected. Cool. Well, let's move on then. Let's kind of do a brief, you know, state of the league. Because there's a bunch of things that are kind of jumping out, you know, like if you look over here at the old trusty neon, I mean, the first thing that jumps out is ARV.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and the New York Football Giants are 7-0. ARV, you know, there was a time back in like Madden 17 where ARV won 10-11 games a season. And
he's always been good.
He's had a couple of rough Maddens, you know, but it's even this one, it's good to see. You know, the strength of schedule, he beat Brapp, which is big. And then, yeah, you know, Sim went against Busy. He did take down undefeated Grizz. He beat those treacherous Buffalo Bills. But, you know, now, and then what? Then you've got Glock next week. We'll see what happens.
So, Rob, what was your experience? Give us the first hand.
He played solid. I mean, I've been in a division with ARV, and I mean, he just smooth running the ball, got the lead, got control, forced turnovers. I mean, it was, I don't even remember the score anymore. It seems like they're all schlackens, but I mean, it was
42-21.
Yeah, he got me.
Kicked you right in the knack.
Yeah.
I will say, you know, from watching these games, I've been tuning into some while I'm at work and stuff, seeing some of the games going on. You know, Saquon is his entire offense. He's led his team in receptions the last two seasons. You know, I don't see why no one's just using Saquon and stopping him. But so Glock, you can be the first. We'll see. But yeah, just like Saquon's had a, you know, ton of catches last season, led team catches, and right now he's just, Saquon's got the most catches on the team. So, not to put him on blast for his gameplay, but hey, free scouting report for those coming up here.
I got him for a week, so thanks.
Yeah, there you go, free scouting. I'll probably pay for that week 14 when I play him, but hey, what else is kind of jumping out? You know, Glock was jumping off the page too. I think he was sitting at what, 4-1.
Yeah, 4-1, then two straight losses, bro.
Yeah, two straight losses. But you're still, what, leading the division? No, maybe?
Yeah. Brock's leading the division.
Oh, yeah, Brock. He's got that tie.
Right.
Who did he tied Ebanks?
Yes, sir.
Ties just are the worst. What else? Anything else jumping out, Rob? What's the biggest surprise to you?
Well, I'm really excited to see Riot back. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
That was neat news to get. It seems like there is a lot of parity. I think Van mentioned that earlier, but it, you know, most of the games, you know, you can tune into most of the games and they're competitive. I watched you and Boone the other night.
Oh man.
That was a fun one.
That was a really good game. I mean, you know, it just there's been some. It's been pretty enjoyable cycle. It really has been as far as the parody, and we just got to keep it going.
Yeah, well, I do think. Oh, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, Boone and I messaged each other after, and it was like that was like one of those games you didn't care if you lost.
Yeah,
you know, sure. You know, it's like, just this is exactly why I sit down and build a team, and somebody else builds a team. We do X's and O's and have a good time. I mean, I feel that there's been more games this cycle like that than ever before. And my last three games, I've lost, and they've been great. You know what I mean? And I think that goes back to the parody thing that we've all been talking about. It's been a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, this season, you know, last season, this season, I mean, you know, hate to say, but since Jiggy's been gone, and even Jack, it's definitely more wide open, you know, like, and I think that's great for the league. But I think you're going to find, like, you know, there's realistically 10 to 12 users that probably have a chance or feel that they have a chance to win it all. which is crazy. You know, we've never had that. It's always been 3 to 4, 2, you know, 1 to 4 users with a chance. So, you know, you have some good users in the NFC who are probably going to miss the playoffs. And
it's like I was 10-7 and missed last year. I mean, I know that's not a great record, but whatever.
Everyone should make it. Yeah. But yeah, it's making it fun. You know, a lot of opportunity. And like you said, like, you know, obviously randomness sucks. Missing a wide open pass on third down sucks. Fumbling sucks, you know, whatever. Tipped interception, whatever it is. Wide open interception, your guy doesn't react. Like, that, those things suck, but it all leads to, you know, creating a little bit of parity, which, you know, sometimes a worse user needs a little bit of luck or needs one thing to go his way to upset a good user. And, like, that's what, you know, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, I love when that happens. You know, it fucking is horrible. But, you know, it's needed. Or, you know, like, I had a perfect game against Bengals last night. Dominated the entire game. I had a 7-minute and 20-second drive in the first quarter. And he got the ball at 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Like, you know, and then it came down to the end. I threw 2 picks. And all of a sudden he won. And it was like, what just happened? I just was in complete control of that game the entire time. You know, it is what it is. So,
but it feels good to win games in a different fashion, and it also, for me, it feels good to lose games in a different fashion. I mean, you're not always losing and winning in the same ways in this version.
No, and that's what I was going to say, and it's not, you know, it's just because he just posted in the main chat, but Tide Pod had his big season where he won like 13 games or whatever, and he smoked me, then he smoked you.
Oh, my God.
And he got every insta shed. He picked me off 6 times. My quarterback sailing everything. And, you know, to see him post in chat, this game is so horrible. It's like, yeah, but we all went through that too. You know, like, you have your good season, your good games, your bad games.
That's what. Now, if Air V comes back next year and next season and doesn't make the playoffs and starts shitting on the game, I'm going to have a talk.
And that it's not even a shot at Tide Pod. It's just like, it just shows, like, you gotta put things in perspective where it's like, oh, okay, I had a couple games that I probably shouldn't have won, or a couple games where, you know, it's Madden 24. That's all you can really say.
But also Tide Pod is a defensive tackle guy only.
Yeah.
Right. So every time I play somebody, or every time, you know, somebody plays me, they message, okay, how do I beat this guy? Well, he doesn't move off the DT. Okay, so I've already moved my playbook around. I mean, people put tape on your ass.
That's for sure true. You start to kind of figure it out, like, who they like to use in what situations, what offensive plays they're running, you know, especially when you play division opponents twice, or you're playing the same guy every season. It is. And that's what's fun. That's where that chess match comes in, too. And then you throw in a couple fumbles, a kick return, you know, a weird interception. Like, makes for a fun but frustrating game, which is Madden 24. So, hey, we're here for it, and we're all here.
That division is wild.
My division?
Yeah, dude, that's wild.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Boone sitting there at 3-4, his best season ever.
Boone and Big City's game was quite entertaining if somebody doesn't have any popcorn ready.
Boone's funny, dude. I don't know. That's a good one. But Guac, anything stick out to you? What do you – Drew, like? Drew's 2-4.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to piggyback off this big parody conversation, but it just feels like the way that the game's playing right now, like you said – nobody, it's anybody's ball game, no matter where you're at, unless you're in the NFC. But, you know, it, like you said, there's 12 different guys that have the possibility of walking away with the title. Realistic chances, 12 guys. And that's, like you said, there's nothing that we've ever seen before. And there's, as with the way that this game, with that, you know, there's 12 guys that could actually win it. I think this Madden's also, it may be giving some guys some false hope. And I'm one of those people. it's a nice reflection, like Van said, you know, like being different ways of winning and different ways of losing. But if, you know, if everybody just pays attention a little bit more this Madden, we see a lot more victory. Like, it could be more fun, you know? It's just the most fun since I've been here that I've ever had. You know what I mean? It's not a grind. Sometimes, you know, everybody, these fast advances, they can wear on anybody. But I've never been more excited to play a freaking Madden game than these past two seasons.
Amen.
And, you know, sure there's gonna be favorites, you know, like Jared. Jared's been playing really well. Right. Posh is a great user. But like, what's to say Jared, you know, Pride doesn't beat Jared in the playoffs, or Brat doesn't come in and smack Tosh. Like, Boone doesn't get lucky and beat, you know, Grizz has got some big wins. You know, there's the top
as we saw. Blue. Exactly. As we saw week one Survivor, Jared lost. Jared lost. You know what I mean? Everyone's beatable right now. At least that's how it feels. Yep. And that's a great feeling to have, knowing that you could walk out of any of these games with a victory.
Yeah, and that's what we've always wanted to see, is different people in the playoffs. And even if that doesn't happen, you want to see different Super Bowl matchups, because it makes it fun. Dude, it got to a point where no one was watching the Super Bowl. And like,
now everyone's engaged again. It feels so good.
Yep. So we're in a good spot. I like it. And you know, the game still has its major problems, you know, but that's the thing. So I want to clarify a couple things I was talking about chat earlier. We're talking about user D tackle. And like every Madden, you know, it has its thing, you know, with abilities. When we had our ability cycle, some guys had, you know, escape artist, like some guys had, you know, different DB ones, pass rusher things. Like you have the success and you got to keep doing it, you know, like, just like this cycle, you know, last cycle, some people say streaks were, you know, were money. Like, this cycle, the user DT is a little stronger. Like, you can't really fault someone for doing it if it's working, you know, like, if it's within the rules, it is what it is, you know, like, every cycle is going to have its thing. There was one cycle, PA rollouts are unbeatable. Like, you know, like, every Madden has their thing. So, like, man coverage was better, you know, man blitzes up the middle. Like, you know, it's just, there's always something. And you find a way to stick within the rules and do it, like, you know.
I found this one is more balanced in that regard. I mean, the fact that we don't have the deep balls like we talked about earlier or whatever, but there doesn't seem to be just that one. Or I mean, there is, but it just seems more balanced. And that could be wrong. True. But I do feel that way.
There's definitely a good mix of, like, we're having our 2,000-yard rushers. But at the same time, we're having guys complete 74% of passes and throw for 4,500 yards. So, like, you know, it's finding what works. And I do think, like you said, like, without the deep ball not being as effective, unless you get certain looks that you like, it is causing you to have to, you know, work underneath and find different combos to get open. And that's fun. Sometimes I wish coverage was a little bit better sometimes, but sometimes it's great. You know, it just, you know, it kind of just depends on the game. So
that's what bothers me the most. Like, some, you'll play one game where your guys are on glue to your defense, right? You guys are like just on the back pocket, can't do. And then there's times where the guy's 15 feet off the receiver.
Yeah.
Same call.
Yeah. And you'd like, in real life, Jalen Ramsey's going to have a really good game. But then the next one, Jalen Ramsey might not have so good of a game. But it's not going to be that big of a difference, you know? Like, he's not going to forget how to play football.
Right. My thoughts,
exactly. Four quarters, you know? Yeah. So, Rob, what about you? Where are you at? I know it's a rough season. You had a pretty good season last season. Where are you at on gameplay? Are you enjoying it?
As far as the gameplay, I have really not had any complaints the whole cycle. I think the gameplay is cleaned up a lot. It's really funny because last season, I had like the best season I've ever had in my entire life with a quarterback. As far as my touchdowns were like 2-1, which, I mean, honestly, that was like the best ever. And then this season, it's like I've reverted back to can't throw completion. It's so weird, but I certainly the gameplay. I'm definitely not. I'm a fan. I mean, I'm a good fan of the gameplay. But one thing I will bring up that I think is kind of a bummer. But I notice, like with rookies, like you draft, and maybe this is, and maybe this is, you know, it's new, but like you draft rookies. Last draft, I think I had like 6 hidden devs. And then after the first season, they like go away. And it's been like that with everybody. It's no, you know, but I just,
yeah, yeah.
And I'm assuming the reason why that is so there's more hidden devs in the next draft. I mean, is that kind of the, what you guys are seeing also?
Well, there's a set limit to each or how many devs per different dev, right, Nick? Like there's only so many, yeah, X factors allowed in the league and stuff like that. Yeah. So I don't think that helps anything at all, because of course you're always going to get your star dev, you know, your star dev rookies that are scattered throughout the draft. So yeah, everybody's going to lose their guys.
Yeah.
You know, if they're not producing.
I've noticed a lot of rookie star devs revert back to normal. And even if you know, I had a couple corners and I started them, you know, they were both star devs. I started them every game and, you know, they reverted back to normal. And
yeah,
I've heard other people's having the same thing.
I think when Guac torches you for like 350, they all just go back to normal.
It just resets. It just automatic.
They're not protected like years past. I don't know if every position was protected for a little bit, but I also, you know, like it kind of makes sense though, because if you're a star dev or a superstar dev rookie, you probably should have an impact, you know, your rookie season. And if you're not, or you're, you know, you're just out there, you'd like play time to be a factor maybe, but yeah, it is, Rob. It's definitely based on what you said, though. It's them trying to make, you know, what other, you know, rookies are balling who might be normal dev. They're obviously going to jump that star dev who's not. So,
yep.
It is, you know, it's a very imperfect system. Like, a lot of leagues turn regression off. But then it's just a shit show of X-Factors everywhere. So, you know, like, you know, it's one of those things that you got to, you know, give and you take. Like, you know, your linebackers progress way faster than mine, you know, where my, you know, D tackles or my DBs might progress faster than yours. So like it's, you know, it's a delicate balance. But I do feel like this Madden with all the XP that's given out, it really doesn't even matter, because you can just weekly train them and they gain just as much as they would have got, you know, like, so what were you saying, Van?
What do you guys feel that the hardest position to dev is in our, with our systems? Not including O-line, of course, because they don't matter.
Who wants to go first? It's probably gonna be different for everybody.
Let's go with you, Nick. You seem to have an answer.
I would say linebackers for me, mostly because I don't really have any young ones, and I don't really care about them, because I typically only have one linebacker on the field at a time, unless I'm playing Pride or someone, you know, someone like Pride.
You have linebackers?
I mean, one linebacker. Jordan Brooks is my only linebacker that plays. And he's our, you know, he's 30-year-old, whatever, superstar. So, I feel like it's super easy, obviously, to dev wide receivers and running backs and quarterbacks. I feel like you don't even have to do anything, and they go. And then for some reason, defensive backs this cycle, I feel like, develop way too fast. And I don't know, like, I have a corner who, you know, Steve Higgins, it's like his second year and he's 99 man coverage or something. And like, he's only had four picks and five, you know, three picks. So it's not like he should, you know, but it's, you get plus three man in the chip, and then you get the XP boost, and you get another chip, and you get plus three man. Like, I don't know. So I don't know. I feel like a lot, you know, obviously all of it's pretty easy this Madden, but I would go with linebacker for me. Or defensive end, I guess, too. But
yeah,
that's just positions that I don't personally – I put up there with offensive line that you can plug anybody out there and they play the exact same. So that's for me. Guac, wire. What about you guys? What do you guys think? What do you struggle with developing?
Go ahead, Rob.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to say, for me, it's funny listening to that, because, like, to dev a wide receiver – it just don't happen in Buffalo. I mean, you know, it just don't happen. So it's funny to hear you guys talk about how easy it is. Now, linebackers, Linebackers, yeah, no problem. No problem. But wide receivers, death.
If it wasn't for my quarterback last season, Rob, Little probably comes away with MOP. He had a huge season.
God dang, he was a stud.
You know, 8 picks for linebackers is huge, but like, yeah, as the voting is showing, like the 1,000-yard rushing quarterback is pulling away. But I have some of those results. I'm still waiting on a few. I think instead of giving out user rank points, I'm going to start just deducting if you don't respond within 2 days.
You can be on that list. Yeah.
No, you're good now. What about you, Glock? What were you going to say? What's the position and stuff?
Linebackers for, yeah, sure. Because a little birdie put something in my ear, you know, a couple Maddens ago that they don't matter. So I just kind of traded for some, just let them eat. But you know, D line's never a problem. DBs seem to be, you know, developing fine. But yeah, linebackers, just it's tough.
Then, man, what about you? You asked the question.
Yeah, I have a linebacker issue because, you know, I run a lot of 4-3 because I play pride and stuff, but I do run a sub linebacker. So my other two linebackers that are never on the field, they're constantly with a red arrow, you know, no matter what. So I have that problem. And I do struggle with wide receivers because I do not run that wide open offense. So yeah, both of those.
I also think I don't like. I've only done the wide receiver weekly training for the most part, and the DB one. Like I said, I don't.
Nick, I think you're in the sauna.
Oh, can you not hear me now? How about now?
I can hear you. I'm just fine.
Oh, maybe it's Van. Are we good? Can you guys hear me still?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. I can hear you. Yeah. No, I think, like, you know, I don't do the chase and tackle, and I don't really have anyone worth doing the defensive lineman one with. So like, I've only really been doing the DB. And
Glock, can you hear me still, or is it just Nick?
We can hear you.
We can hear you, Van.
We can hear you, buddy.
Yep, I can hear everybody.
I think Van lost us. That's okay. But yes, I don't know. I think I think it's just like, it's fairly easy. I don't know. It's interesting because everyone's a little bit different too. And people value different positions. And there he is. Can you now?
Yeah, that's. But I just thought it was Nick, not me. So we're all good. Yeah, sorry.
We could hear you. No, you're good. Okay. Good. But yeah, I think it just comes down to, like, you know, I don't know. I don't think getting your linebackers up to a certain, and it also depends. You know, for me, different time on the, you know, you might be on offense more than you're on defense. You might be, you know, different things like that. So, what else? I wanted to talk. I missed the off season, you know, so I didn't get to see a lot of the draft picks and everything like that. It looked like a pretty, pretty cool draft with the safety and the defensive tackle that was taken. And, any of these rookies stick out to you guys that we want to cover?
Oh yeah. Like, dude, Brap safety.
Yeah, that dude's a freak.
What the hell?
Yeah, 96 speed now with the chip and plus the three.
And he's got the coach, so he's 99.
Yeah, and he's 6'2", 216, 21 years old, hidden depth, so he can play in the box.
But he has Justin Reed in the box with plus three at 96.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even know if I'd play that guy in the box at 99 speed. I'd just have him flying around back there, you know, doing all – I'd probably play him in slot corner. I'd move him all over.
And the thing is it's that what's been frustrating with me moving in and out with, like, high picks, low picks, whatever. I mean, you're at the mercy of the draft class. I mean,
yeah,
those guys were – I mean, I know I got the best corner, and that's great. But those guys were not even – you know, available to me when I had the other picks at all.
Well, and even the safety Pride took, that Michael Smith, 6'2", 203, 94 speed, 94 Excel. Like, that's a monster. Where if you have the plus three speed, which I don't know if Pride participates in the speed carousel.
Yeah, he does have it.
Yeah. So he got, you know, so 97 speed, you know, that's nasty. Glock, how do you feel about Cole grabbing that 85 speed defensive tackle?
I've been talking to Cole since before he drafted him, and he's been asking me how to use D-line, and it sucks so bad. It sucks so bad. Like, he has an 85 speed, 85 overall rookie D-tackle that he's not 100% sure how to use, and it makes I'm trying to give him all the tips I can, but I'm just like, oh! Like, on my team, that guy would be an absolute monster.
It's hard to explain to someone though how to use your D line,
and all because, you can say is practice and spam.
Yeah. That dude, it's like I just flip the stick and he instant sheds. Like, well, like, what are you missing? You know, but there definitely is a little art to it. Where once you get, like, if you just go into, you know, practice mode, try the different moves, see what's going to get you through the quickest. Do you hold right trigger? Do you point the right and left joystick the same way? Do you, you know, whatever. You got to, right. Like, there's different things you can try and you'll figure it out. You know, that's
with anything else. Yeah. With enough practice, you'll figure it out. I also want to mention that Brackett's corner is a 90 overall.
Yeah. He gets a good one too. What is his name? Brackett
devs players. Like, I know. There's different things, but every time I go and look at that guy's roster, they're all on the juice.
Yeah, Brackett's got a nice roster. I don't get why he always does this though. He goes to the Super Bowl and then just trades his whole team. I don't understand it. Like, Farmer throws more interceptions than any quarterback I've ever seen, but like, to trade him is wild. Especially in a Madden where I still feel like the cap is non-existent. He can say, yeah, he's paying.
Didn't you sign Devontae Adams for?
On accident. I didn't sign him. And Brackett hit me up and goes, wow, you had to take him. And I go, I didn't offer Devontae Adams. And he was like, well, he signed with you. And I was like, I have five receivers. Why am I taking Devontae Adams? Like, I drafted two rookie receivers in the top five 2 years ago. Like, so I reversed that one because Brackett and Bob are going for him. And I was like, I don't know what happened, but I didn't offer him. So then they did a little coin flip for him. But yeah, no, that's like, I don't know. Brackett, like, I think you keep Farmer. He had something cool going there. And he had Marion and Brackett. And like, I don't know.
Nick, you're cutting out again, dude.
Can you guys hear me? Is it Van again?
It's Van again.
It's Van. Oh God!
So I'm with you. If it's me, I probably keep him, but yeah. I'm not really sure. Maybe he thought that he could get more value, you know,
for sure,
than and what he could offer. I mean, it was kind of cool, like you said, having the storyline, the QB made of glass that didn't really get hurt, kind of cool. And having the 99 overall quarterback's always dope, but. I don't know. I just don't think. I think you can play with pretty much anybody. So why not?
For sure.
Get the pieces. You know.
And you keep your cap. You know, keep your cap free. You can go sign. You know, he signed Barkley and the safety. I just, you know, I think he would have been more than fine. You know, paying him and rolling through. But yeah, like, it is what it is. And you know, if you're going to do it, he picked a good season to do it because it's the, you know, the last one where you can really start devving the players you draft. So. And he used that capital to go get that Nick Douglas, who Carolina moved. So he was a beast. Anyone else, Rob? I know you're always locked into the draft class. Is anyone you want to highlight here?
You know, I didn't have a high pick this draft because I had traded it away. So I could tell that the safeties were going to be strong, and boy, it was a heck of a class for that. But I actually have locked on to a couple good safeties, so
yeah,
I'm satisfied with that. And I actually got that corner with that 30th overall pick, which he's a little, his foot speed's a little slow, but he'll get there. He'll be okay.
Oh yeah, the Oregon dude, the wheel
yeah
spin.
Yeah, he was the wheel spin guy. So you know, I kind of agree with you on the bracket thing, like in Guac. Like Graves, could you imagine, you know, trading him?
I wouldn't.
You know, I mean, and it's like, you know, you get attached to the Madden gens
for sure,
and but, you know, you don't want to, you know, I'm not saying keep every one of them, but I mean, there's a small handful that, you know, hey, they're untouchable,
right? You know, like, yeah, and I'm you know. there's no doubt if you look at Brackett's roster, he's got guys who are probably going to be in the Mad Gen Hall of Fame and, you know, top 25 and stuff like that. So it's different. You know, if you have one guy, obviously right. you're not moving him. You know, like that's, you know, that's what some people play for. So, Fan, are you back? How you doing over there?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was you in the sauna. Apparently, it was me.
Nope. No sauna yet.
Reboot the old router.
Yeah. Then one other thing I want to cover. You know, we really have we last cycle nobody really used the QB mentorship program. You know, and we kind of revamped that for this cycle, and we've had how many people? Just Tosh used it. VBD and now Grizz. Tosh's dude came back a monster. He went from 69 overall or 68 overall
Thanks.
To now 87 overall, you know, in the two seasons. 92 throw under pressure, 91 throw on the run, 88 sort of like, you know, just a complete monster. Do you, you know, your in your opinion, your play style? You know, I know some people would rather use the rookies. Do you like, is the mentorship program worth it? Like, you know, what, where are we at with this? Who wants to go first?
I got it. Can I go first?
Yeah, for sure.
So I think if it's properly planned, I think it can be really, really successful. I think I messed up this year with how long I kept Aaron Rodgers and didn't draft a quarterback. That was very stupid of me to not do something like that, especially seeing how good these guys came out. If it's planned right and the timing's right, because, you know, there's obviously rules and stuff, it's a no-brainer. People should definitely do that, especially if you plan on keeping the veteran quarterback that's going to make those throws. We see a lot of people – I mean, me and Brackett have had some conversations about how every quarterback's going to miss a throw.
For sure, yeah.
Every quarterback's going to miss a throw, but obviously your rookie quarterback's probably going to miss a lot more throws than Aaron Rodgers is. But the program allows them to – build those accuracies and stuff up, and it just, you start with a veteran quarterback that was just as good as the guy who started. You know what I mean? It's just
skip the 2 years where he's gonna have the most overthrows for sure.
Exactly. So I mean, for someone who plans, you know, somebody who's a real team builder who plans accordingly when they, you know, they draft their team, absolutely it can be an amazing tool. Or you can see like this point in the cycle where you have Grizz going to the second half of the cycle here, he's going to have this stud quarterback.
Yep. And he timed it up nicely where when Hurts' contract is up and he leaves, he's going to have this guy come in and just be ready to go, you know, so that any 97 throw power, he's going to be nice.
Of course.
Rob, what about you? You've used it before.
Yes, I have. And I totally was planning on using it this cycle and I would, you know, I was planning on getting a quarterback. I was looking specifically for a 21-year-old quarterback, somebody that I could put in there 2 years that would come out at 23 years old. And I believe Jacoby Taylor that Boone got?
Yeah, yep.
He was 20 years old. So I actually was kind of targeting, man, I'd love to get that guy. And he went a heck of a lot earlier than I expected because – quarterbacks have a tendency to fall sometimes. So I kind of thought, man, that would be a great one to just get, throw in there for 2 years. And then when they come out, I could keep Allen and have good trade bait or, you know, but it just hasn't worked out. And, you know, old Big Dick Lane, I probably should have stuck him in there, but.
You know, that's where you know, Boone originally was going to enter Jacoby into the program. Even, you know, I took the screenshot, got it posted, and he said, "Ah, fuck it, I'm playing him." And, you know, because he was saying the same thing. I can have a 22-year-old who's ready to go in two seasons, and Kyler Murray is still like 94 speed. You know, Kyler's nice. But then, Boone just wants to use the rookies. So that's, you know, it is what it is. It's different styles. If you're more of a passer and you put up big numbers, then you're obviously going to want to, you know, use that guy right away. But I agree with Glock. But Glock, it also, in your defense, like, it's hard, especially those early drafts, when you have your first and your second, your third round pick, to use it on a guy that you're going to sit for, you know, 2 years, you know?
Exactly. Especially when everybody else in that first draft is going to be stat chasing.
For sure. You know, it's, yeah.
it's a really a tough predicament to be in, but you know, but there's so many different ways that the program can be used. And I'm hoping that we see in the future, like Rob was just saying, you can throw a quarterback in the program for 2 years, no sweat off your back. Even if you decide to keep Josh Allen, you have this stud quarterback that you can now use to go get whatever the hell you want. You can trade him for whatever you want. It is what it is. You know what I mean? But hopefully, you know, us talking about it's going to make more people want to use it. And it's going to be interesting to see how people use it.
And that's the biggest change this cycle. We made sure to beef it up. Like it, you know, instead at last we revamped what you get to the point where you're getting a plus one speed. You're getting some juke moves. You're getting, you know, all the right traits that you want. On top of, you know, we boosted up all the different accuracies. If you keep him for 2 years, you get plus seven to throw under pressure. Like, you know, that's wild.
Big deal.
So,
dang.
And then the biggest thing is you get the plus one throw power and the plus one speed, which, you know, those are normally capped at three for a for a player cycle. But say you get like plus three throw power throughout those 2 years he's in, you know, in the program. When we manually bump it up one, it resets that. So you could realistically have a guy gain plus seven if you hit it on all the chips to throw power and the speed, which would be a game changer. You know, you take an 80 overall, you know, an 80 speed guy and he's 87. You take, you know, a 92 throw power and all of a sudden he's 99. Like there's just the value is there if you can be patient, which Tosh was. And, you know, he's more, you know, I don't think I ever could. I want to use my rookies, but like, to your point, like, you know, you're sitting there and you're it's hard. Like I'd get a season in and be like, fuck man, I still got one more year of using whoever. Like, come on. Like, but it's a cool tool we have, and you know, not a lot of other leagues have it. So like we've had a lot of people highlight it when they look at our league and join our server. They're like, what's this about? And, you know, when I tell them, they're like, wow, that's really cool. So pretty cool. Anything else you guys want to cover? We're about what? Started a little after 10:45, so under an hour. Look at us. That's all I got. You know, just want to take a quick close of the league, go into a little bit more detail about what we talked about in chat kind of throughout the day, and then talk parity because it's a good time, in the XFL. And, you know, all I really want to say is, like, the game is always going to have its issues. It's always going to suck. You're always going to be frustrated. If it doesn't, then, you know, it's not Madden. So, it's, you know, it is what it is. So, like, you know, stick it out. You know, we're all here for, you know, at this point for, you know, for the community. And at this point, you know, dude, football season ends. We got a couple, you know, a couple seasons. And then it's kind of like, all right, then we start focusing on the, you know, the next cycle draft. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, shit, you know. So, like, to quit now and lose your spot after you've earned your user rank points and, like, you know. And especially, like, the one thing I will mention, like, you know, we're going – cross-gen, you know, cross-platform next Madden. So, like, the player pool all of a sudden gets bigger. Like, it's going to be a little harder to get back in. Like, you know, it all of a sudden you're doubling your player base, your user base. So, who knows?
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so we'll get some PlayStation guys. We won't do PC. It's going to be only PlayStation and Xbox. But PC, there's just too many loopholes that we're not going to get into.
Nick, what about the college game that's coming out? Are we going to have like an XFL? Oh, yeah.
Yes, we'll be doing that. It's not mandatory. You know, you can still just do the Madden version. You can be in both. You can just be in college if you want to. We are still waiting on more announcements, but they will be linked together. So we will be, you know, you can develop your quarterback in college and he will be drafted by someone in the XFL. So,
oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah, so that was confirmed by EA that the two modes will link together, which is awesome. And so that, you know, so ideally, you know, NCAA is going to come out probably mid July. So the plan would be to start that and get a full season ahead before we start Madden. So then we always have a draft class ready to go when the Madden draft comes. It's going to be interesting to see what it does to our pace, you know, because now all of a sudden you'd be playing, you know, you might be playing the game, Rob, you might be playing the game as Minnesota and then playing a game as Buffalo. So, like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
All of a sudden.
Minnesota, like, you know, and somebody else.
Yeah. And yeah, it's true. And, you know, a couple things that I've kind of been teasing, like, dude, if with recruiting and the transfer portal and NIL and all this stuff, like, if you're able to go in and, like, say Guac has a five-star quarterback and he pulls in another sweet five-star quarterback in the following class, and that quarterback's just sitting there as on this bench, and Bracken decides to throw some NIL money at the dude in the transfer portal, and all of a sudden Glock's five-star quarterback is transferring to Bracken school, who's in the same conference as him. Like, just imagine the shit that's going to go down, dude. Not only in recruiting battles when we both want the five-star corner and we're fighting for him, but you can go to you theoretically might be able to go to someone else's roster and offer a player whatever to come play for your school. You know, like, it's going to get interesting.
That's going to add a whole other dimension to the XFL. I'm very excited about it.
And then, like, you know, 12-team playoff versus teams in different conferences versus, like, you know, what if somebody starts as Central Michigan, you know, and they don't want to be, you know, and then, so, you know, obviously they might not compete right away, but maybe their end goal is to build Central Michigan into a powerhouse, and then eventually Central Michigan gets an invite to the Big Ten. You know, like, there's so many storylines that we'll be able to do here, and rivalries we'll be able to build. Maybe something where if two users agree that, you know, they agree, because we can do custom schedules. So, like, maybe Guac and Bracket agree that they're going to do, you know, week one of, you know, for the next two seasons, they want to do a home and home, you know, or if someone wants to do a neutral site game. Like, there'll be so many opportunities with this that I've had planned out, you know, different. Maybe as commissioner, I'm selecting the two users who are playing in the college football Chick-fil-A kickoff classic, you know, like, where, you know, you get a really cool week one matchup, you know? So, like, the opportunities of this is almost, it's almost going to be more fun than Madden. And then the coolest part about it is, in the XFL, if someone builds a super roster, they get that roster for the next 8 to 10 seasons. In college, you're only going to have a player for three seasons before he's like, hey, I'm going pro, dude. Like, I'm out, you know? And you have to rebuild and, you know, develop. So, like, the, you know, you might be really good for two seasons, and then all of a sudden you can't recruit a quarterback, and you're stuck with a three-star quarterback, and, you know, or maybe your scheme, like me right now, I'm running off my quarterback. Maybe I can't get a scrambling quarterback, and I'm stuck with some 6'6" gumpy dude, and I have to change my whole scheme around, you know? Like, there's so many cool twists that could happen, and, you know, we're going to do all sorts of stuff, like I said. We might, you know, maybe if Rob is a team in the Big Ten –
oh, yeah.
Rob might be the commissioner of the SEC, and it's up to Rob to come up with matchups and different things for the SEC. Or maybe Rob sees a, you know, Guac there as who freaking, University of Buffalo, and Guac is having, you know, just beating up on the MAC. Maybe Rob's gonna be like, yo, Guac, maybe you should come over here and join the SEC. We're gonna extend an invite to you. And then we'll do something along the lines of, like, conference success. If you're in a big-time conference, you might get more media revenue or, like, X coins or something like that. So there's going to be so much stuff tied into this. I'm telling you, I've been thinking about this for 5 years. I got shit ready to go. So it's going to be, you know, the opportunities are endless. We could talk about this all day. I got, you know, we got shows ready, recruiting rankings. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be sweet. I'm ready to go.
I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be good. Have they announced, like, how many teams and, like, so, for franchise? I know it's going to be a big deal, but have they said how many?
So from a source that has been spot on with everything Madden related for the last two off seasons that we have, he's confirmed that it's going to be at least 50 users.
Wow.
Which, you know, huge if true. Don't know. And then, you know, so that's what I've heard. So that would be really cool. I think 50 is a good number. You know, I'd like unlimited. I think that'd be awesome too. If you got 100 users in there, like,
I have been trying to follow. There was a bunch of rumors floating around. I heard 35, and then I heard that it was going to be a big number, and, yeah, but I didn't know what a big number meant, man. That 50 would be insane. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and then, you know, Guac had the idea where that's, you know, if you guys on the wait list, you throw them in the college league, and maybe they're playing as a, you know, mid-major type team, or a G5 team where they have to kind of, you know, and they might get replaced quickly. Like, hey, you're not a fit. But, you know, it's just something that I think there's a lot of options. And like I said earlier, two ways you can start. This is the last thing we have to think about. Two ways we could start, where everyone gets to pick their team. We do like a team draft kind of thing. Or everyone starts as a low level, one star, two star coordinator, where you're an offensive defense coordinator. You only play one side of the ball and you have to work your way up through the coaching carousel, which is you're probably going to be in the game. So then maybe, you know, Rob has a sick defense his first year. He might not win a bunch of games, but he has a sick defense. Rob gets a huge offer from University of Cincinnati. Who knows, you know, and Rob is like, do I want to go be offensive coordinator at Cincinnati? Or do I want to now be or defense coordinator at Cincinnati? Or do I want to go be a head coach at a smaller school? Like what, you know, so many different pathways people could take to get to the next level. Go be a coordinator at a big school, go be a head coach at a small school. Like what, you know, what pathway do people want to do? So it's going to be exciting. I do think it will be more fun than Madden. But we will, to answer your question, I know I just like, we're going to have both running at the same time as long as everything works, you know?
Cool.
And then I do think one last feature I'd love to add is, you know, because in the old NCAA, you could, before the season started, you could create prospects and add them to the, you know, the prospect pool. So maybe, we do like a random generator type thing and create like five elite top five-star prospects where, you know, they come from a random state. So there's no recruiting advantage kind of thing. Like if you made them from Texas and someone's Texas, they obviously have an advantage. But I think we could do some things like that where you get to kind of customize a kid coming out of high school that might be a five-star, you know, plus recruit. So I think there could be some fun things. So stay tuned for all those announcements when this game drops, because I'm telling you, we're going to take it to the next level. So,
awesome. But, good deal.
Cool, fellas. Yeah, thanks for having on, Rob. Great question. Like I said, we'll have a podcast and talk about that all day long. So, but guys, thank you for listening. If you made it this far, hopefully you did. But that's got to do it. That's going to do it for us. You too. Thanks for hopping on. Van had some technical difficulties and had a drop, but it's a good podcast. Sorry it's an hour, but breaking into two sessions we have to. But all right, fellas, we are out of here. Go get those games in, and we're going to advance tomorrow. We are out of here.